Ephesians chapter 4 is where we're going to be, and look at verses 17 to 32 to the end of the chapter. For those of you who are with us in 1 Peter in Sunday school, next week we're going to read a convicting verse. As he who called you is holy, so also be holy in all that you, in all your conduct. I think this will give us an idea from Ephesians of how to go about holiness. Both talk about how we used to be, and once we know the Lord Jesus, how we are now, and that ought to come through, especially maybe in what we say. So as we go before the Lord in confessing our sin, let's consider what we say. Now, this I say and testify to the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of heart. They have become calloused and have given up themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. That is not the way you learn Christ. That is not the way you learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth that is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and is to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Some of you know Fa. She is a young lady from Thailand who Holly and Hannah have had a great impact on, and it seems very clear that the Lord has gripped her heart probably about 6 weeks ago now, and has given a love for himself. And in this passage, what I wanted to say, we were talking, Mark and I were kind of talking to her. She wants to be baptized maybe even next week. She said she was talking to her family, who are not, I think, maybe Buddhist yet in Thailand. They say, this is the new Fa. And they said, this is not the old Fa. We kind of chuckled with her to say, old Fa went to new Fa. And that is exactly what we are in this passage. We used to be whoever you were, but you were the old man, and now you are the new man or woman. And this is what this passage says. It was exciting to hear, though, just the way she sounded, and just by what they said, her family knew that this was new Fa. And I thought, that is exciting. That's the way we all should be. Therefore, having put away falsehood for each one of you, speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. So three things in what we say. First of all, no corrupting talk. Second of all, that it is always good for building up. Whoever we're talking about, it must build them up. Several of you know this, but Jose, Mr. Rodriguez, was... now loves the Lord Jesus partially because he saw that Manuel wouldn't gossip. Manuel doesn't gossip. And because of that, Jose saw a difference in Manuel, and that made the teaching of our Savior attractive, and he raced to the cross to know Jesus a little over 2 years ago. What a great thing in this here, that everything that we say about everybody needs to build them up. And then the listener will be more holy. They will have more integrity. The word integrity is that we would be entire. The Latin word talks about being entirely one way. Untouched. Untouched by sin. Let our speech be untouched by what we used to say and entirely new. That's what Jose saw in Manuel. Verse 30. And we do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom we are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as Christ and God forgave you. So James says that we should be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. There were several times this week, maybe more than several, that I was not slow to speak and I spoke things I shouldn't have said. Other times where I didn't say things that I should have said, that may be the case for you too. So as we go before the Lord, let's confess that sin and celebrate His complete forgiveness in the Lord Jesus. Let me give you a minute. Gracious Father, we thank you today that you have done a great work in our hearts to make us new. We were dead in our transgressions and our sins, and you made us alive in Christ. And we are so grateful. We're so grateful that because of that, now we can be holy as you are holy, or grow in that direction. And Father, we would ask that you would change what we say and how we say things to each other, to those that we see possibly at work, in our families, in our lives, Lord. Let our words have no corruption. Let them be those that build others up, and that everybody that hears what we say would be impacted toward holiness as well, that they would not be tempted in any way to sin, maybe to gossip or to slander, but instead let our words be that which brings you great glory. Let us be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to become angry. And Lord, we're so grateful that I imagine, as it says in James 3, as all of us have sinned in this area, that no one has tamed the tongue. Lord, we are thankful for your thorough and complete forgiveness, that you have washed those sins that we have committed with our mouths, even this week, that you have washed those as far as the east is from the west. We are deeply humbled and thankful for that, that you poured your wrath on the Lord Jesus rather than on us that deserve that wrath. That is some kind of mercy, and we thank you for that mercy and that grace that's sufficient to cleanse our sins, but also sufficient in helping us to grow out of these things, that we would be that we would say things that bring you glory rather than hurt others. And so we commit this week to you. We ask that you would use Mark in a tremendous way now to encourage and convict us through this tremendous book of Genesis. And we commit it to you in Jesus' name.